listeners, and welcome to The Root of It All, a podcast about all things mental health, where we will discuss therapy, disorders, trauma, addiction, relationships, and most importantly, different ways to heal. Just so you know, this podcast is not a substitute for therapy or any form of mental health treatment, so just sit back, relax, and enjoy figuring out what's at the root of all of our craziness. Hello, and welcome to episode one of The Root of It All, a podcast all about mental health. I am Alex Ronolfsson, your host, and I am so excited to be doing this. I think this is going to be a really fun project for me. This first episode is just an introduction episode. I get to let you guys know a little bit about me and what this podcast is all about. So as I said, my name is Alex, and I am a clinical mental health counselor in Salt Lake City, Utah. I have a private practice called Bloom Recovery, and we are a trauma-focused agency, Bloom Recovery. And what that means is that we sort of look through the lens of trauma to help people identify the root of their problem. A lot of times anxiety and depression can be tracked back to some traumatic event in people's lives, and I help people identify sort of those moments, those experiences in their past that contribute to how they feel and think and experience life in the present moment. And I help them heal those wounds of the past so that they can begin to thrive and be on a path to their ideal future. So that's a little bit about me and what I do. But this podcast is all about mental health. And my ultimate goal for this podcast is that I want to interview people from all walks of life to help sort of end the stigma of mental health, to eventually get people to realize that we have all been affected by mental health in some capacity, whether it be we personally have struggled with anxiety or depression or trauma, or we've had a family member or friend who has an eating disorder or has an addiction or is bipolar. Maybe we work in the field so that we, you know firsthand what treatment is like. Maybe we don't work in the mental health field, but we experience it in our job in other ways. Things like being a police officer or a firefighter. All these things, once we can recognize that it is a part of everybody's life, then we can start to end the stigma and start to offer the support that people really need. I really look at this as sort of a way to help people come out of the darkness and start to ask for help. Stigma about mental health often holds people back from getting the help that they really need, and that is absolutely tragic, and I definitely want to help end that. I look at it sort of like cancer. Cancer is very much in the spotlight, and it is not nearly as stigmatized as mental health. When people have cancer, it is often their battle with cancer, their fight against cancer, their struggle against cancer. They don't often personalize it, you know. But with mental health, people often will go, well, they're just bipolar. Or, well, they're just depressed. They tack it on to the person as if that's who the person is, and that it is just a character flaw or some sort of they're weak-willed. And I want to change that. I want to educate people to have them realize that being depressed, having anxiety, struggling with PTSD, it does not mean that you're weak-willed or that you just have a character flaw, but that it is just like cancer. It is a disorder. It is something that they are struggling with, and that there are ways to help, just like there's chemo and radiation and surgery for cancer. There are different treatments that are effective in helping people with their mental health issues. So that's what I want to do. So every other episode is going to be an interview with somebody, and hopefully those are just fun, educational, they're really laid back, really just conversational based interviews. But I hope that you guys get something out of them. At the end, I ask everybody the same five questions to help give you listeners the resources and the sort of information that would be really valuable for you. And so that happens at the end of each episode. And then every other episode from that, I'm going to take one sort of concept from the previous interview and maybe elaborate on it, offer some more resources, some more skills, so that you can have a little bit more to go off of. You know, we talk about some great things in the upcoming episodes, but they are, you know, we often just get the tip of the iceberg. So I'm hoping that those other episodes in between the interviews will be something that you can run with a little bit more. So always feel free to reach out to me. You can email me at alex@bloom-recovery.com. That's Alex, A-L-E-X, at Bloom, B-L-O-O-M, dash, recovery, R-E-C-O-V-E-R-Y.com. I would love to get your guys' input on topics you want covered, things you would love to hear discussed, different resources. If you want to be on the podcast, that would be awesome. You know, if you have a particularly powerful story that you want to share with the world how you have experienced mental health and how you would like to end the stigma of mental health and get people to reach out for help when they really need it, then please send me an email. And again, my name is Alex. I am looking forward to hosting this podcast and hopefully getting a bunch of people to improve and better their lives. So if you want to look me up, alex@bloom-recovery.com is my email, and you can always go to bloom-recovery.com for my website. Check out what I do and how I do it, and I look forward to talking to whoever is listening in the future. So thank you so much. I would like to thank Jazar for the introduction music. It is from their title Siesta from their album Travelers. I received it from freemusicarchive.org. Thank you. If it weren't for creative people like yourself willing to share your talents with the world, I don't know what the rest of us would do, because I certainly have no musical talent. Thank you. As stated at the beginning of this episode, this podcast and all future podcasts are not designed to be a substitute for any type of mental health treatment. This is for entertainment and education purposes only. If you need a professional, I strongly suggest you reach out to one in your area and get the help that you need. Thank you so much.